Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. We are back with another live eviction episode. We are doing the double eviction recap. We had a double eviction happening, but funny thing about this episode is I am recording the first part of this episode after watching episodes from Sunday and Wednesday. And then I'm going to jump into the double eviction, what happened, how I feel about it. And quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest with you all. I'm going to be very honest with you all. I'm trying to break it up here because my boys in blue are playing Thursday night football against the Cowboys. The Giants are on Thursday night football, so it is really important for me to be locked in on locked on to the Giants. And so, yeah, just kind of like making it work. You know what I'm saying? I'm making it work, kind of splitting it up a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go through this in the timeline as I was watching it. So we have the Sunday episode, and then we have the Wednesday episode where the veto was used. And quite frankly, there is a lot for me to talk about. And really, it's what kind of makes up most of the episodes anyway. And so I'm going to knock it out here because, you know, I've been following along. I've been seeing stuff on the live feeds. I mean, I kind of have an understanding of who's going home, but the double eviction is going to be fire, is going to be absolutely incredible. So I'm going to be kind of jumping in parts. So you may see me in this outfit because it is early on Thursday. And then you'll probably see me recording later on in a Giants shirt because I'm going to be repping. You feel me? Anyway, we're here. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn on those notifications because we are back. We are rocking and rolling. I am excited because I'm going to be interviewing Nina from The Anonymous this upcoming Monday, dropping that episode on Tuesday. So really looking forward to kind of picking her brain about that game. But this is Big Brother centered, people, and we are here. We have the HOH this week. Mackenzie wins HOH this week following a week where Leah targeted T-Core, which I didn't think it was a horrible move by Leah because realistically Leah was in a very difficult situation. That twist last week was literally one of the worst twists I've ever seen. Like living outside all week was absolutely horrible. I feel terrible for the house guests. And quite frankly, Leah is just not in a really good position in the house. She doesn't have any strong connections. You know, she has loose connections with Mackenzie. She was trying to form relationships with, you know, Cam and Chelsea. She has Angela, which is like not really the greatest ally to have in the house. Outside of the fact that Angela like just wins competitions, which is kind of beast if you think about it. She's just been like grinding, staying in the house, going on the block, winning competitions, grinding, staying in the house, going on the block, winning competitions, which is pretty impressive. So I think, you know, going into this double eviction, I'm actually super excited because I'm like, dude, Angela might just win the double eviction HOH and like who knows what'll happen there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch on Mackenzie's HOH. And, you know, it's pretty obvious at this point. You know, we've watched the veto ceremony happen and Mackenzie ultimately uses the veto on Chemo after winning the veto competition and replaces Chemo with Leah. And this is a horrible move on Mackenzie's part. Like, she kind of feels like she's making her own decisions and like she's really just not like, I can't express this enough, people. When you're playing this game and you're in the house, even with your allies, if there is a big house target that really is going to put you in a good light with the house and with your allies, you go after that target, right? Maybe that's not the greatest position for you, but you're really benefiting, you know, your long-term game. We are now at the end of the game. We're late in the game. There's not a lot of people left. And Mackenzie ultimately is putting somebody on the block where, yeah, she mentions going after Chelsea and that she's worried about going after Chelsea. But the way Mackenzie needed to spin this is, listen, Chelsea, I have your back. I'm very close with her. She just protected the both of us. And I can get in her ear and mention and be like, I can have some sway on what she does and her decisions. And that's a good thing because Mackenzie, you need to keep people in the house that are not targeting you. You don't target people. It's, oh, she's targeting my closest ally. And it's like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. I have like something in my eye or it's on my hat. It's like getting in my line of vision with the lighting. Anyway, but for Mackenzie, it's like, you know, yeah, this is a great move for Chelsea. And brilliantly executed by Chelsea. And I'm going to get into that because Chelsea is just a gamer. Chelsea's just a gamer. She's the best player in this house by far, by far. She'll win this on a unanimous vote, 100%. Like if Chelsea's in the final two, she's winning on a unanimous vote. Join the club. She is absolutely incredible when it comes to this game. She's not like super strategic. Like has she played a flawless game? By no stretch of the imagination she's done that, but she's definitely made decisions where I wouldn't agree with. And she's made some, you know, decisions with Cam and has acted a little bit, you know, let her like kind of, you know, crush for Cam kind of get in the way of maybe like strategic things. But realistically, at the end of the day, every move that Chelsea has made has really kind of kept moving her further along in this game. And this is another one that is great. This is great for Chelsea. She's already talking about how, you know, this is benefiting her more than it's benefiting McKenzie. And McKenzie, it's like you had Kimo on the block. You have Angela on the block. You want to go after Angela. That's perfect. You then win the veto and you could keep as minimal blood on your hands as possible. And she uses the veto on Kimo and replaces Kimo with Leah. When Leah put Kimo on the block, you put Kimo on the block. It's like, I don't know why you would do that and pull Kimo. And then you're going after somebody that Kimo would target. Like Kimo would target you probably. Kimo would target Leah. So it's like, why would you take targets out of the house for other people? Because I've talked about this on this show multiple times. When you take out targets for other people, you move yourself up the target list. And you don't want to ever do that. Like, you're not in this game to take out targets for other people. You're in the game to take out people that aren't benefiting your game and then ultimately moving yourself further along. And that's what it felt like McKenzie did this week when she decided to use the veto on Kimo and put Leah on the block. Like, Leah would never have put her on the block. She would have never been an option. Leah just had a week where she went after Kimo, Rubina, and T-Core, and that's three nominees in a week, and you weren't even close to being on the chopping block, and now you're doing it for Chelsea, which I kind of get in her head because Chelsea's playing a very good game. Like, McKenzie feels that Chelsea's her closest ally. What she doesn't realize is that Cam is Chelsea's closest ally. So you're not somebody that she just would protect and, you know, kind of play this game with. And at the end of the day, you wouldn't want anybody noticing who your closest ally is. Like, that's the unique thing about this season. And honestly, quite frankly, like past seasons, like, you never want people to know who your closest ally is. You never want to be partnered with your closest ally because you always want to be able to remain off the block. With, if your ally is going to be on the block, you want to be off the block to be able to, one, have a vote to be casted in the other direction, and two, have some sort of influence that isn't just somebody begging for their life in the game. And so it's like, it's so confusing to me how people are just like not really paying attention to the little cues. It's like she works really closely with Cam and is like super jealous over things that are going on with Cam. Like, and you're the one that she gets jealous about with Cam. Like, McKenzie, it's you. You're the one that she gets jealous about with Cam. So it's like, are you not picking up on these social cues? It's like, what are we watching? Like, what are we paying attention to in the house? So I just thought it was a really, really poorly, I mean, we've been seeing this all season long, poorly executed HOHs, just really poorly executed HOHs. And it always ends up coming back to bite people in the butt. Like, it just always does, you know, whether it's immediately after the fact or, you know, a little bit down the line. Like, when you are playing Big Brother and you have a chance to win HOH and have the power, especially if you win the veto and have all of the power, you don't let people influence what you do in that HOH. You just don't. Like, you need to have your antennas up at all times to be like, okay, what move is going to benefit me the most? Who, if I do this, who's it benefiting the most? And I don't think people are like thinking that far ahead. Most people, they're just not. They don't think that far ahead. It's like, okay, who's this move benefiting the most? Is it me? Okay, so if I remove Leah from the game and she's never going to target me, but is going to target my closest ally, who is that benefiting? Okay, not me, my closest ally. So now you're thinking, okay, I just got blood on my hands and backstabbed Leah, which you got to understand that people vote sometimes in the jury house with their emotions and not about strategic gameplay, which completely honest, even, you know, no matter what, if she votes emotionally and doesn't give McKenzie a vote, you know, or she votes strategically, like, this isn't really a great move for McKenzie. But it's like, you need to make sure you're benefiting yourself the most with every single move that you do at this point in the game. It's no longer about the big group. There's not a big group. It's about yourself. How are you insulating yourself moving forward? How are you helping yourself with who's going to the jury? And this just didn't feel like a great move for Mackenzie. I did not feel like she needed to use the veto because quite frankly, I think her best move would have been leaving Angela and Chemo on the block and targeting Chemo. Like that would have been Mackenzie's best move because I feel like Angela has been very vocal and we've been seeing who Angela would target and that's not Mackenzie. And I feel like she would have went after who she feels are the biggest threats. And we have heard Angela talk about that and it's not Mackenzie. It's someone like Chelsea or someone like Cam. That's who Angela's going after. So with your HOH, you were going to target somebody that maybe they would have targeted you, maybe because you put them on the block, but Angela kind of, if you keep Angela in the house and you keep Leah in the house and you're close with Leah, Leah will be able to influence what Angela does and that could benefit you. So you were going after Angela, which, okay, whatever. You've been wanting to go after Angela all season long, which I haven't really noticed. But then again, I'm not like covering the live feeds all the time, but okay. And then you have Chemo on the block, which, you know, you've been, I don't know how close you are with Chemo. It's like Chemo was attached at the hip with T-Core, Rubina, and so Leah, you kind of were close with her and now you're winning a lot of competitions and Chemo's picking up on that. So it's like Mackenzie, in my opinion, should have been targeting Chemo this week with Angela on the block. And then she would have still had Chelsea. She would have had Cam. She would have had Leah. She would have probably had Angela. And then Rubina is just kind of like the last person in the house. And, you know, you play the odds, like the odds of Rubina winning. Maybe they're lower, but the odds of Rubina winning and then targeting someone like Leah over you, pretty high. So you don't do the dirty work for people in the house because it just moves you up the target list. So I'm eager to see because quite frankly, I now feel like Mackenzie can absolutely be the person that gets targeted in the double eviction. Like I think Mackenzie is, this move is going to possibly bite Mackenzie in the butt because I think what will end up happening is she's now won a bunch of competitions and everybody understands because they're so short-sighted. They're like, okay, who's winning competitions? That's kind of a threat. Even though everybody likes to talk about competitions not being a big deal, everybody views competitions as a threat in the finals. If you can vocalize how else you influence this game, nobody's looking at Chelsea as a threat. And I think Chelsea is the biggest threat and the best gamer in the house and is going to win this game. If she's in the final two, nobody's beating her. Like, period. She's dominating the final two. And so great move by Chelsea. Somebody vocalized in the week that they were targeting you and you were able to influence the HOH to get that person on the block, even though the HOH doesn't benefit from this fully. Absolutely incredible gameplay by Chelsea. She kind of waited, right? So like Chelsea knew she wanted Leah on the block. She wasn't really pushing super hard early on. She was mentioning it, right? She wasn't being like overly pushy. And then when the information comes to Mackenzie from Rubina about Leah wanting to target Chelsea, and Mackenzie mentions that to Chelsea, she immediately knows this is a perfect opportunity for me to, you know, drive the point home that, listen, that's she's targeting your biggest ally. And quite frankly, I don't think she's going to be beneficial for you because she now starts like speculating about things and planting seeds in Mackenzie's head about, well, maybe she's trying to get closer with them and isn't going to work with you. And maybe she wants to get close with Chemo and Rubina so that those three can go after us three. And, you know, quite frankly, you're not competing in the next HOH. So now they have three people competing against two people. So they're actually in a beneficial situation. And it's like, she's saying all the right things with the information that has been brought to her, which is top-notch gameplay, top-notch gameplay. Chelsea is a gamer. Love this play by her. Absolutely love this play by her. This is the kind of play late in the game that pushes you a lot further. It definitely pushes you a lot further unless, you know, what they keep forgetting is that there's a wild card in this game still. And every move that they make that keeps that wild card in this game can blow up your game. So leave it. This is why throughout the game, I kept mentioning like Angela, I would never leave Angela in this house because she's too much of a wild card. There's nobody that can pull her in. There's nobody that can use her as an ally because anything you say to her has blown up. Anything that is mentioned to her, she speculates. She comes up with these conspiracies, which shout out to Angela's conspiracy. This on Wednesday's episode, because it was right. But you can't keep someone like that in the game, especially as we get later in this game, because now she's a wild card. And if Angela wins HOH, all these well-made moves that are happening throughout the game could really affect someone like Chelsea, because Chelsea is making great moves to help her. And if Angela was out of this game earlier, there's probably a good chance that someone like T-Core is still in here, an ally for Chelsea, and you would be even better insulated in this house. So I'm eager to see what happens on this double eviction episode. I'm going to say Lee is probably, you know, the nail's in the coffin at this point. Lee is probably going home, but I'm excited. This is the first part of the episode. I'll be back in, you know, it's 6:20 right now. I'll be back right after the episode to record. And we'll be talking about the double eviction, who went home, which probably is going to be Leah. And then we'll get into what is going to happen now moving forward, because we're going to go into final five after this episode, right? So we have Leah so far still. So right now we have Leah and Angela on the block, Mackenzie's the HOH, Cam, Chelsea, Rubina, and Chemo. We're going to lose two tonight, putting us at final five after this episode tonight. I'm excited. We're getting to it. It's going to get wild, which is kind of weird. The season has flown by, because if we're at final five this week, that means that finale is in like 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't even realized that. Like, we're already getting to the end of the season. This kind of sucks, dude. This has been a really fun season to cover. And so this really does stink. Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit more later on, but I'll be right back and you won't even know. We're going to blink and then boom, I'm going to be in another alpha. Ready? I'm going to do it. 3, 2. Just like that, I told you we'd be blinking and we're back. All right, listen, Giants game is on right now, but had to come in and do my nice little final recap of the episode. Kind of went through majority of what I had to say, to be 100% honest. And so now I'm just going to just kind of finalize that with just, you know, a well-played week by Chelsea. You know, and then the double eviction happens, right? So we see Leah go home. We knew that was going to happen. Double eviction happens. Mackenzie gets saved by Chelsea. I know there were some talks this week about Chelsea and Cam talking about maybe Mackenzie is the one that's got to go. But I guess that was like they didn't want to be the one to do it. Chelsea wins the HOH. Excellent job at that HOH. And it was the right move. Now, granted, it's unfortunate for Chelsea that she did have to nominate Chemo and Rubina at this point. Now we're at the point of the game where you need to hope that your people win the HOH, because now it's going to be up to Mackenzie and Cam to win the HOH to keep them off the block. Because if Rubina or Chemo win, one of those three are going on the block anyway. There's a good chance it's going to be Chelsea. So what I will say is this hat is driving me nuts. I keep seeing something in the light, like weird. I think it's like a hair, but maybe it's my eyelashes. Anyway, so Chelsea, you know, there's a chance that one of those three are going to be on the block anyway. So it's really big that Chelsea won this HOH. They target Angela. You know, her keeping Mackenzie was huge. Keeping Mackenzie was obviously huge. There must have been conversations that I was seeing on the feeds that just really weren't, you know, coming to fruition and really had no validity to them. So we see Chelsea wins, goes through, Angela's going. Angela can join Leah in the HOH. Angela can join Leah in the jury house. Leah can join Quinn in the jury house. She seemed to be wildly excited about that. And we are down to the final five. Chelsea cannot compete in the HOH. So I'm very nervous for Chelsea because at the end of the day, she's starting to really just show that she's a very, very dangerous player. And she's capable of winning competitions. And so she has social equity. She's able to win competitions. And, you know, her and Mackenzie are going to be the two on the block if Mackenzie or Cam doesn't win the HOH. So I'm really pulling for one of those two to win the HOH. Because honestly, like, Rubina's done nothing in the game. Chemo has kind of just now been on the block. He's turned into just like a floater, which is what the trio was. Like, T-Court, Chemo had such promise, and then Tucker went home, and they just kind of like became floaters, and it's no disrespect at all, but like they're just kind of like not making moves in the game. And Rubina is really just there because she's not a threat. And so now I really want to see, you know, for me, the winner of the season should be, you know, Chelsea number one or McKenzie number two. And everybody else is just kind of, you know, there, and anything can happen at this point. But I would really like to see one of those two win this season, because I think, you know, McKenzie's not really super strategic, but she was just, you know, doing what she had to do, you know, socially in the game to be liked and not be a threat. Never really had influence, but was able to win competitions. Chelsea has had influence, has been able to win competitions. And so, you know, Chelsea for me is a front runner. Like she's narrating the season. She's manipulating HOHs even when she's not the HOH. She's getting things to happen when she doesn't have the power. Like she's a really good player. So it would really be unfortunate if Chelsea doesn't win. And I hope I'm not jinxing her. But yeah, it was really fun double eviction episode. I think, you know, I was kind of hopeful that maybe like an Angela HOH would come in and give us something like super random. But, you know, we had Chelsea win HOH. I think Chelsea is a great player. I think she's the best player of this season. So it was really nice that she won the HOH. Now she is in that dangerous position. You know, this is where I was on All-Stars. I was in this position on All-Stars. We went into Final Five. And quite frankly, if Nicole doesn't win the HOH in that Final Five week, there is a strong chance I'm the one going home. And this is where, you know, whenever I talk about Big Brother, there's a little element of luck. And right now, luck needs to be on Chelsea's side, because it would be so pivotal for Cam or McKenzie to win this HOH and really just allow her to kind of coast this week. And this is where she really needs it. I was in a similar situation going into the Final Five. I won the last HOH and I couldn't compete. And this is where she is. She cannot compete in the Final Five HOH. So it would be really nice to see a player like Chelsea, who has been pulling the strings, really been a well-rounded player this season, to get a little bit of luck on her side and get herself into the Final Four through the people that she chose to keep safe in that double eviction. So that's what I will say. It's been exciting. I cannot believe we're at the Final Five. This has just been absolutely wild that we've gotten to this point this quickly. And I feel like I blinked and the Big Brother season was over. Listen, this has been a blast. I appreciate all you guys. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel and turning on those notifications. I'll be back again, like I said, with an episode on Tuesday dropping, interviewing Nina, the legend Sandra from Survivor, her daughter, who is creating, you know, her own persona on The Anonymous. I'm going to be interviewing her. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you are tuning in. As always, I appreciate everybody that joins me here on the Winner's Circle, and I will see you next time.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.